Log Talk Radio.
Have your way, woman of God.
Amen. Good evening. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Women Speak Now. Amen. I am your guest speaker for tonight, Prophetess Lisa Harris. Amen. I don't know about anyone else, but I'm excited to hear and see what God has for the peoples of God on tonight. Amen. First of all, we do give honor to the Most High God on tonight. We do give honor to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. And we do give honor to our very own Pastor Edward Hamilton. Amen. For allowing the women to come together on Women Speak Now. Amen. So we just want to take time out, and we do want to honor the man of God. Amen. For allowing me to come together personally. Amen. Let's go into a quick. We're going to jump right into the Word of God. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we just come before your presence on tonight, Father God. We want to say thank you for another opportunity that you have allowed us to come together. God, we come to Shabbat. We come to praise you. We come to magnify you. We come to glorify your name on tonight. Hallelujah. Father God, you say everything is going down but your word. Father God, you say prophecy shall decease, but your word shall remain here on with us. Tonight, Father God, I ask you to have your way on the service on tonight. It ain't about me, but it's about you on tonight. So, Father God, whatever I say, it's for you to get the glory, for you get the honor, for you get all the praise. And Father, I thank you again for one more opportunity that you have allowed me to come together tonight. I humble myself down by the man, mighty hand of God, that you might exalt me. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. First, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm excited about the word of the Lord on tonight. When the Lord gave me this word a couple of weeks ago, you know, I always pray and I seek God way in advance before I do come on the line. Amen. I don't just come on here and just give y'all anything. I always lay and seek God and say, God, what would you help me to give for your people on tonight? Amen. We all belong to Jesus Christ, the Most High God. I would Jehovah Jah, El Shaddai provider. You know, it's personal thing to me. He's my Jehovah Jah. He is my provider. He's my father. He's my best friend. He's my lover. He's everything I can ever desire. It's in him tonight. Amen. Okay, we're going to go to Romans. We're going to go to Romans tonight. Romans 12, and we're going to read 1 through 8 verse. Amen. Romans 12, 1 through 8 verse tonight. Amen. The word is already blessed. Amen. It says, verse 1 says, I beseech you, therefore, brother, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable serving. Yield. Amen. That's good right there. That's real good. It said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies, bodies, that means an S on, amen, a living sacrifice, amen. And we're going to talk about tonight. It say, I beseech you. Beseech you is asking someone urgent. They beseech him. I say how urgent, how desperate you are for something. Amen. So that's what the word right there, it says, beseech you mean ask someone urgent. They beseech him and say, how urgent and desperate are you all tonight to present your body as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable servant. Amen. And it say, yield. Amen. Tonight, that's what God wants for us. Amen. God wants us to present our body as a living sacrifice, holy. That means, God, I'm presenting my body before you. That means my body is holy, my body is pure, and God, I present my body before you on tonight. Amen. That's, see, when you sacrifice, that means we're giving up something. That means we're giving up something. We're going to let something go because I'm going to present my body before God. See, once you present your body before God, God can keep you. Come on, somebody. He said, God said he only keep those that want to be kept. Amen. The word of the Lord say what? Those who keep their mind stayed up on him, he said, I will keep you in a perfect peace. Amen. If you want to live and sacrifice, what are you willing to sacrifice? Think about that. What are you willing to give up? A sacrifice is I'm letting something go. Come on, somebody. Sometimes we need to let our favorite food go, our favorite drinks. Come on, somebody. And you need to say, I'm going to sacrifice. I'm going to put this Diet Coke, this Coca-Cola, whatever your favorite drink. Sometimes you need to sacrifice to God. You know, I'm going to sacrifice this, and I'm going to drink water for 3, for 5, for 7. That's a sacrifice. The Bible said, much is given, much is required. Come on, somebody. See, in this season right here, you're going to have to sacrifice some things. So you're going to let some things go. Come on, somebody. You got to turn your ears to God. Come on. You got to put your faith. You got to lay before the Lord. That's a sacrifice. I'm going to sacrifice in prayer for 3 to 5 days. Come on, somebody. I'm going to let this go. Come on. Come on, somebody. It's the Bible said these kind come through much fasting, much prayer. Whatever you need for God in this season, it's going to take you sacrifice. See, some people, see, we want the blessing. We want the miracle. We want the breakthrough. But we don't want to sacrifice. Come on, somebody. We don't want to fast. We don't want to pray. We don't want to see God. Come on. The Bible said these kind come through much faster and much prayer. When the last time you fast? When the last time you pray? When the last time you sacrifice? Come on. Come on, somebody. I cook for myself all the time. Come on, tonight, I said, girl, I'm going to eat me some fruit because I'm not hungry. So why should I put food in my body when my body is not craving for food? Sometimes we need to eat some fruit. I'm going to eat some cereal. Come on. I'm going to eat something that's going to help us. See, that's a sacrifice. In this season, we got to sacrifice a whole lot to our flesh. Come on. Our whole lot of thinking. Our own understanding. Come on. The Bible says trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean after your own understanding, all your way if you acknowledge him. Then he said, I will direct your path. Come on. Trust in the Lord. How you going to trust in the Lord when you don't know him? How you going to trust in the Lord when you ain't got no faith? Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. My God, Isaiah, verse 2 says, and be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Be not conformed to this world. Come on. You say you're saved. You sanctified, you Holy Ghost Spirit. Come on, somebody. You felt baptized, you tongue talking, you feet bumping, your head slapping. He said, be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. How can I renew my mind? You got to die. You can't, you got to die to your thinking. You got to die to your understanding. Come on, somebody. He said, be not conformed. We live in this world where we don't do as the world do. Come on. Hallelujah. My God. He said, renew your mind. Renew. Renew your mind daily. He said, those who keep their mind stayed up on him, I'm going to keep it up perfect feet. But you cannot do that if you have not renewed. That means I don't think the same way. Come on, somebody. I don't talk the same way no more. Come on. I don't do what I used to do no more. Come on. There's a change has came on me. And what a change has come because I has renewed my mind. My God, there was Sunday. Woo, Shabbat. I renew my mind. I had to renew my mind. I had to break that old mindset. The old man, old mindset had to die. Come on. Because I realized that I was thinking the wrong thing. I was doing the wrong thing. Making the wrong choices. Going the wrong way. Come on, somebody. Connect to the wrong people. But once I renew my mind, I begin to see a new outlook. I begin to see the new spirit. I begin to tap into the realm of the spirit and say, God, you renew my mind now. Oh, my God. I thought I could see, but now I know what I know that I know because I has renewed my mind. I has the mind of Christ. We should be praying for our family. God. God, get in the mind of Christ. God, I'm praying for my husband. God, let him have a mind of Christ. I'm praying, God. I'm praying for my children. Get in the mind of Christ. See, that's what we got to pray for. Don't be praying, tell God to do all this kind of stuff. You need to be praying, God, for you to like husband or wife. God, let them have a heart after you. God, let them have a heart after you. Let them have a compassion of you. God, get in the mind like you. Come on, somebody. See, we got to pray that perfect will of the perfect will of God. We got to pray the right prayer. Sometimes we pray the wrong prayer. That's why we have not got no answer. We've been praying the wrong. We've been missing. But once you renew your mind, oh my God, you are tapping into a whole new realm. You begin to see things totally different. You begin to say, God, oh my God, I've been in error. I've been wrong all this time. But God, I ask you, God, to renew my mind. He said, I'm going to renew your mind. But first of all, I need you to change the way you look and change your outlook. Come on, somebody. You can't ask God to renew your mind. You can't tell God to renew my spirit if you're doing the same old thing. Come on. The Bible said you can't put new wine in an old bottle. It will not be able to contain it. Hallelujah. My God of Zion tonight. Hallelujah. God is good and he's worthy to be prayed for. And I don't know about you all, but I said, God, renew my mind, God. God, renew my mind. I'm thinking the wrong thing, God. I'm saying the wrong thing. When that Bible said, when I try to be good, evil is always present, people of God. But let me tell you, once you renew your mind, you can recognize that enemy, recognize that devil, recognize that conniving spirit, and you will know that you know that this is not of God, because now I renew my mind. I don't think that way no more. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. People of God, tonight, renew your mind. Change position. Change places tonight. Come on, somebody. If you renew your mind tonight, you need to ask God, God, renew my mind now. Don't tell God to heal your mind. Don't tell God to heal your heart. God, give me a new mind. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you ask God to give you a new mind, I promise you, he will do just that. He said that. He said, ask anything in my name, I will do it. He said, if you delight yourself in the Lord, my God, I will give you the very hard desire. Come on, one of the last times that you delight yourself in the Lord. Delight means joy. Delight means happy. Oh, my God. When the last time you had a good laugh? When the last time you said, God, today, I'm going to laugh, I'm going to have fun, because the joy of the Lord is my strength. Come on, somebody. Let me tell you something. Don't let nobody steal your joy, steal your peace. See, they can't steal it unless you let them steal it. Come on. Tonight, ask God, Lord, give me a new mind. Jesus, my God, Isaiah. If you ask God to give you a new mind, God will do just that. Come on. Hallelujah. My God, tonight I'm excited about this word on tonight. I tell you. Verse 3 says, amen, transform. Transform means a change, a theme, a major change. Come on, somebody. Sacrifice, surrender to God. Transform a change, major change. When the last time you made a major change? When the last time you said, God, I'm going to make a major change in my life? I ain't worried about Pastor E, Minister Terry, Evangelist Virginia. I ain't worried about Minister Callum. I'm focused on my own self. God, I need a major change. Only you can make that change. See, God is not going to do anything for us because he said, I did enough already. So why should God continue to do things for us when we ain't doing nothing with God already? No, gave us. Come on, somebody. So if you want to make a change, change your position. Change places. Change people you surround yourself with. Because major change is going to cost you something. You're going to lose some friends. You're going to lose some sisters, some brothers that say they were with you. Because when they see that major change, they're going to say, oh, You think you all that now, huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, she don't change. Oh, she this and that. Yes, I have. Because you know why I changed? Because I told God to transform me in this image, in this likeness. Jesus, God, Lord, I want to be just like you. I want to be like you. I got to go through. I got to besiege myself. Come on. I got to do the sacrifice. I got to sacrifice my body. I got to transform my mind, renew my mind. And not God, I'm ready for the transform. Ah! Woo, we go from faith to faith, from glory to glory. Let me tell you something. When you ask God for the transform, you better get ready. It's going to cost you. Like I said, you're going to lose some people on this journey. Come on, somebody. They started out with you. But the Bible said the race is not given to the swift nor the strong, but the one that shall endure unto the end. Come on. Much is given, much is required. Oh, my God. Here we go. Okay. And we're going to read again, verse 3. It says, verse 3 says, For I say through grace given unto me, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think sober according as God has dealt to every man a measure of faith. Uh-oh. So you mean to tell me, he's saying right now, I can't think myself more highly than my sister or my brother. The Bible said we're supposed to esteem other higher than ourselves. Let's be real. Some of us know that we have not got there yet. Can I get a witness? Amen, somebody. So the Bible says, esteem them higher than yourself. So when the last time you took a low seat? When the last time you said, God, you know what? Ain't about Prophet Lisa. Ain't about Pastor E. Ain't about Minister Terry. Ain't about a prophet. It's about just Lisa. Go ahead. Go ahead and give everybody the titles. Go ahead and give everybody all the big names. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take the low seat. Because you know why? Because, see, I know who I am in the kingdom of God. See, when you esteem others higher than yourself. Come on, somebody. The Bible says, he said, every man is among you not to think highly of himself, more highly out of thee. God had dealt with every man a measure of faith. We cannot tell no man how much faith he's supposed to have. The Bible says right here in Romans 12 and verse 3, it says he has dealt with every man a measure of faith. Come on. Every man don't have the same faith. Every man is not in the same place. Every man is not in the same position. So we cannot judge nobody and tell nobody, oh, you should have more faith than that. You are not God. Everybody don't have the same faith. Come on, somebody. Everybody don't believe the same. So what we're supposed to do, we're supposed to help them get what they need to get at. Come on, somebody. The Bible says when I have been converted, I'm supposed to go and convert my sister and brother in a spirit of meekness, humility. You cannot get what you got to forgive for your brother. Come on, somebody. See, we need to humble ourselves down above the mighty hands of God and say, God, I read the word of God. Now, God, I'm not going to tell my brother that he should have more faith than that. Come on. My thing is I'm going to help him have faith. I'm going to give him what the word of God say. I'm going to pray for him that he will encounter him. I'm going to pray for him that he hear the word of the Lord coming out of my mouth, that his faith will catch up. Come on, somebody. He will never want to not give faith. We can't tell anybody how much faith they should have because check ourselves. Do we really have faith believe? Do we really believe God for real? Come on, somebody. We say we believe God. But when you're back up against the wall, what you going to do? Can you trust God? Come on. See, you can talk the talk, but can you walk it? Woo, that's good right there. Hallelujah. My God. Verse 4 says, for as we have many members in one body,
but all members have not the same office parts. See what I'm saying? We all members of the S on it in one body. All members have not the same office. Come on. How you going to have 10 pastors in one house of God? How you going to have 10 elders? Come on. The Bible said right here, we are many members. Many members. All members have not the same office. Everybody not called to be a pastor. Everybody not called to be a bishop, a apostle, a pastor, a teacher, evangelist, prophet, elder. You got to know what God called you to be. God might call you to be a servant. He might call you to be an usher. But whatever God calls you, do it to your best ability. Come on. Don't try to stay in your lane. Stay in your place. Stay in position. He said we all, one body. That means if we come together in unity, if you ever want to see a move of God, come together. Come on. Come together and say, sister, if you say God said it, I believe with you. I come agreement with you. And I believe that God's going to move. He said the Bible says if it is two or three, cause of Greek in the earth, God said he'll be in the midst. But we got to come together as bodies. He said bodies, members. Members, we must come together, people of God. We are not the same office. Come on. Know your place. Know your position in the kingdom of God. Sober means when do you think calm and thought waste? Sober is, I'm going to stay calm. I'm going to do things calm. I'm going to stay calm. I'm going to do the thing the way God say. I know what you said. I know what they said. But I'm going to turn the other cheek, and I'm going to stay calm. People say that's hard to do. No, it's not hard to do. Because when you're born again, you got to realize that crucified Jesus on the cross. Think about that. They talk about Jesus. Jesus say calm. They tell me he never said a moment of worry. When they were nailing him, they beat him, they whipped him all night long, and he said he hung on that cross for you and me, and he said he never said a moment of worry. So that was sober. Jesus was being sober. He was calm. When the last time have we went through a crisis, we went through that crisis and we was calm. We know the people said stuff about us. We know they was wrong. Come on, yes, they lied on us. But how did you handle the situation? Did you handle it in the way of love? Did you handle it in the way of your emotions, or were you calm? Come on, somebody. The Bible says a solemn answer would kill the enemy. And the Bible says treat your enemies out of long-handled spoon. Keep them close to you. You might say, woman of God ain't nowhere in the world. That's what the word of God say. He said turn the other cheek. Feed your enemy. Bless the ones that curse you. Prosecute you, talk about you. Yeah, it's hard, but don't you know if you do it, that's how you're going to win them over to Christ? Everybody does not have the same faith. Come on, somebody. People might not have faith like I have faith. I might have not faith like you got faith. But guess what? What you got can help me. What I got can help you. But are we willing to humble ourselves down and help the person out? Are we going to go on? I got my no. When the Lord said, when I bless you, you should look around and think about who need a blessing. We can't be selfish. Come on. Don't be so self-righteousness that you got to bless you. And you say, well, guess what? I ain't helping nobody. That you know. That is not of Christ. You supposed to look around and say, God, bless me with this. I really don't need it. But I'm going to hold on to this. I'm going to pray. I'm going to seek you until you tell me who to bless in the body of Christ. We are many members, but we all does not have the same office in the kingdom of God. I beseech you to seek God for what position that he has put you in the kingdom of God. When you go into a new ministry, you should set for a while. Don't be so quick to get into the choir, get into this, get into that. Just say, listen, Pastor, Bishop, Apostle, Prophet, right now, I'm just here to serve. I'm just here to pray. Most of all, I am a servant for the kingdom of God. Right now, I just want to sit here for a little while and just let me pray. See, when we be so anxious to get into a position because we got a gift. Think about that. We got a gift. Oh, I can prophesy. I can sing. I can preach. I can lay hands on the sick. All of that is good. But did you sit and wait until God told you now go through the path and say, now you're ready? Come on. Because they ask so, we don't have to be quick and say yes. You can say no. I'm here to serve. How many last times said I'm a servant for the kingdom of God? Some of us doing things for the wrong reason. Our motives is wrong. Your motives not pure. Come on, somebody. The Bible says your gift shall make room for you. Amen. Let's go down to verse 6. Having then gifts different according to the grace that is given to us, with the prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Prophecies. Having then gifts. That's an S on it. You can have more than one gift, two gifts, three gifts, four gifts. Use your gift how God tells you to use your gift. Use wisdom. Use knowledge. There's a time and a place for everything. Come on, somebody. You know we got a baby in Christ that's still on meal. Don't try to put them, if they're still on infant meal, I swear to God, mother God, now, don't skip the infant meal. Get them the whole meal. They not ready for that yet. Amen. It's a heaven then gift. Different according to the grace that is given to us. Word of prophecy, let our prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Sons are prophesying out of season, out of time, and it was not of God. And that's why it has not came to pass. If God gave it word for anybody, I wait, I pray, I seek God. God, when would you help me to go to this person? I do not move until God say, go to them. And when I go through that person, see, God already has conditioned their heart to be able to receive, because God already let them know that I'm going to send you a confirmation. I'm going to send you a word. But you got to know that's a different. Prophecy is a gift. It's a gift. 1 Corinthians 14 and 1. It said to make prediction of what to make, inspired, it say of what to come. A prophecy is to prophesy something. It already not happen or it's getting ready to happen. All we do, we come to confirm what God already done told you. He already done showed you some kind of way. You already say, and also to meditate between God and human time. Or in God's stead, a message that is calm. Speak words over the people. If God guide, if the Holy Spirit. You hear that? Speak word over the people. If God guide, be led by the Holy Spirit. Don't be led by your feelings, your emotions, or your flesh. Don't come out, I think I hear from God. No. If you give me a prophecy, you better make sure you hear from God. Because you know what? Because God already spoke to me. All things you kind of do is confirm it. Come on, somebody. Don't be talking about, I think. Oh, no. Guess what? Brother, sister, you just miss God. I'm sorry. I ain't trying to be funny, but you miss God. Okay, prophesy. When God releases us to specific things will happen in the future, okay? To speak, to reveal by divine inspiration, also what to come, also as a meditate between God and humankind. Again, prophecies, when God released you, me, to go to someone and tell them what God has said. Remember, God said, do not go on your own. Wait until I read the Holy Spirit. It's a calm voice. Heighten up to between God and the devil. When God, Jesus, Lord, you know, day three is one. It's calm. He's going to speak to us in our left ear or right ear. It's going to be a calm voice. It's going to be a peace come on over us. That's when you know God is speaking. When the enemy speaks to us, it's a rage. It's all rushing in your emotion. But no. Know the difference. For see, the Bible says a sheep know my voice and a stranger they will not follow. You have to remember the difference between the prophecy and prophesy. Prophesy, this is what the Lord told me to tell you. This is what's going to happen in 3 to 5, 7 days. God showed it to me in a vision. Sister, brother, get prepared. Get ready. And all we do is confirming what God has already spoke to you about. Amen. Okay, here we go, verse 7. A ministry, let us wait on our ministry. Uh-oh. He that teaches on teaching. Uh-oh. Verse 7, check it out. Our ministry, let us wait on our ministries. Come on. He that teaches. Teaching, T-H, you got to be taught first how to teach. How can you go out if you've been led? Who has released you to go out? Come on, somebody. You got to have a covenant. Who is your covenant? Who is your pastor? Who is your bishop? Who is your apostle? Who is your elder? Have they released you to go out? I know some say, I don't need no covenant. Yes, you do. You need a covenant. But you out there on your own, the wolf. Them devils, them demons, them witches, them warlocks, them Jezebel, they finna eat you up. Come on, because you has no covenant. When the last time we sat and we waited, God, I ain't gonna move until you speak to me. God, I got some direction. I got some decision that I have present before you. A petition, a grant, supplication, request. The Bible said, be anxious for nothing, but by prayer and supplication, make your request be made known unto God. God has taught me endurance. God has taught me to wait. Come on, somebody. And how I had to go through all I went through now, I had to renew my mind. I had to go back to Romans 12 and 1. I had to present my body. My body is as a living sacrifice. Even I did all of that, but I still had to go back and say, God, I need you to renew my mind. Because my old mind was saying a whole lot of stuff. It was not godly. It was ungodly. But when I went back and realized that he said, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, Lisa. I need you to renew me. I need a new mindset. I need a new outlook. Come on, I'm thinking the wrong thing. I'm saying the wrong thing. I keep making the same mistake. I keep going around the same mouth, the same circle. You know why you're doing that now? Because there's a cycle. You got to break the cycle. If you don't break that cycle, you're going to continue to make the same mistake over and over and over again. You got to identify. I'm still doing the same thing. Why? There's a cycle. You're going to continue to get in the same relationship, the same thing, because there's a cycle. You did not break the last cycle, the last man, woman that you was involved in, and you're going to find yourself going back to the same thing again until you realize, until you renew your mind and say, but I've got to renew my mind. Why am I still doing the same thing? Oh, my God, because you not renew your mind. And you are not allowing God to crucify you. You still lean to your own understanding. You're going to continue how you know I did it for years. Same thing. Year after year, month after month, I'm still doing the same thing. Well, that's a God, what's wrong? He said, it's a cycle. I said, huh? He said, you doing the same thing the last time you did. The last time you got involved in it, what happened? He said, go back and look. I said, oh, my God. He said, it's a cycle. What you going to do? He said, I ain't going to do nothing. He said, I gave you power. He said, I gave you power, and I gave you authority, and I gave you dominion to break the cycle. There's a cycle in your life, Lisa. What you going to do? You going to cut it? He said, if you don't deal with your issues, they're going to deal with you. Something out loud for night, we didn't tell God, kill it. Come on, we didn't let some things go, some people go. Hanging around the wrong people, you wonder why you can't keep no money. You wonder why you keep doing the same thing. You're hanging around the wrong people. They're going to be adding to you, not taking away from you. Come on, somebody. That's why you got to Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 8. I'm almost, it's my last verse. Verse 8. And he that exalt on exaltation, he that giveth, let him do it with diligence. He that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Here we go. He that exalted on exaltation, he that giveth, let him do it with simply. He that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. We all know tonight that God has gave us much grace, much mercy. We all could have been caught off. Come on. We all could have been a long time ago. We could have been cut off. But God gave us grace and mercy, and he allowed us to come together one more time. So that's why, think about this word tonight, people. God, let this word ring in. It's soak in you, real soak in you, soak deep in you. And just think about when we went to Romans 12:1 about the sacrifice, about how we supposed to present our bodies. When the last time you present your body to God? When the last time you gave up some things? When the last time you said, God, I need you to renew my mind, my heart, my soul, my spirit, all of me. The song said, God, I'm giving you all of me. So don't just say your mind, because you still got a heart. You still got a soul. You still got a spirit. So we got to say, God, I'm giving you all of me. I pray tonight, people of God, this word has blessed you all tonight. Amen. It has blessed me tremendously when God gave me this word. And see, God never give us a word. The word is for the person that's going to bring forth the word of God first. You can say, this for me. I sacrifice my body. And I'm continuing to sacrifice my body. Every day, I ask God, Lord, what I need to give up. Amen. Tonight, I pray the word has blessed you all. It's blessed. I'm going to turn back in the hand of my brother, Pastor E. Hamilton. It's in your hands, Pastor E.
Amen. Good word. Good word. Yes. Be not conformed to this world, but be he what? Transformed by the renewing of your own mind. Mm-hmm. Ooh, you're talking to people on an individual basis tonight. You try to call us out and tell us what we gonna do. You ain't having that church sermon. You having an individual sermon for us today? What it do?
Yeah. Come on now. Come on.
That's one of them get right church sermons now.
Yes, sir.
Right church and let's go home. Yeah, good word, yeah. Woman of God. As always, I'm encouraged constantly and continually by how God is growing and pressing you and pushing you to another level. I'm blessed always. Somebody else out there been blessed by this word. Go ahead and dial one, get in the conversation. The lines are open tonight on Women Speak
Amen.
Now and Be Heard. Good word, good word, good word.
Bless you.
Good word.
Bless you.
If nobody else tell you, I'm going to tell you. Good word.
Amen. Thank you. I appreciate you, my brother. God bless you.
Minister Terry, welcome to Women Speak Now.
Good evening, my beautiful family.
Thank you.
My God. My God, I'm just over here saying amen. And I'm singing out to the Lord in my Michael Jackson voice. Lord, make that change in me. Make that change in me.
This
Romans 12, this you broke this down so nicely. But this is something, you know, Pastor E's been given and all the family's been given just different scriptures and different books we need to and we need to just study and meditate on, just on his word.
Right.
He said meditate on his word day and night.
Yes.
Day and night. My God, you know, but I love what you said, though, our measure of faith. And sometimes we have to know, you have to know your lane.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't get up there and do Prophet Lisa. I can't do Pastor E, but I'm going to do Minister Terry. I'm going to do what the Lord tells me to do. I'm going to do what he says when he says. Amen. This has been awesome, though. I'm just excited here. I was listening. I was taking notes, but I thank God for the archives because you brought it. Awesome word tonight.
Amen.
I love you.
Amen.
I love, wasn't it just real, Pastor E? I just love it because I feel her heart. I feel so much of your heart is the passion.
The passion
that you be passionate about, like Pastor E, because Pastor E, I love what you say. You don't want people just to do better. You want them to make it all the way.
That's
you
it.
You want everybody.
That's it.
When we think about it, he only comes back for one church.
Everybody has
to be a part. And I love what you said. All members, but one body. Different functions, but one body.
Yeah.
You talk
yeah.
like
and know your lane.
Yeah,
know your lane.
Yeah. I know my lane and I know my calling that God has on me, and I know you have to do the work. You have
mm-hmm.
to do this work and get in His word. I know this.
Yes.
I know this
yes.
by being a part of His family. You know, God's family. You have to do the work. Amen. God bless you all.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless you too. Amen. Anybody else out there like to dial in, get in the conversation? It is Women Speak Now. What a word from the woman of God. And yes, there are plenty of people here, so it wasn't like nobody was here, but we know how it is. That word gets strong. People can say, look, that's enough. You give me that word and let me reside in that. And you did an excellent job, woman of God. Bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you, and bless you some more. Amen. Go ahead and pray us out of here.
Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before your presence tonight. We just come before you, God, humble as we know how tonight. God, we pray this word will go deep inside of our heart, mind, soul, and our spirit, begin to penetrate. Go in us, begin to cut up some stuff tonight, oh God. That God, we will sacrifice some things, sacrifice our body, sacrifice some things that we've been praying, even the things that we've been doing wrong. And we pray tonight, Father God, that you will renew your people's mind. Hallelujah. It said, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind tonight, God. Renew your people's mind, heart, soul, and spirit. God, give them a heart of you. Give them a heart of compassion, God, that they begin to seek, begin to learn for you, urgent for you. Just to get into your presence, that's fullness of joy. Bless everybody down there tonight. Even the one that won't have anything to say, bless them tonight. God, I cover them tonight under the blood of Jesus. And God, we give you praise, we give you glory, give you honor in Jesus Christ's name. We pray, amen. I love you all. God bless you all. You all have a good night.
Was that he would be born in the manger. A star was born that night and he would be the savior. Born of a virgin, he was just a humble servant. He could have came down in the clouds with a host of angels singing loud, but it was a
cold, and all was bright. A silent night, it was a silent night, it was a silent night, it was a silent night.